With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of World Championship Boxing. We are looking at the Ring Magazine 2012 awards and comparing them with our own. I'm joined again by my co-host, One Silva. What's up?
Good evening, Logan. Yes, the Ring Magazine awards came out this week, and they're very comparable to the awards we gave out at the end of the year. I'm going to run down. There were seven awards, seven major awards, and out of the seven, four were in accordance with what we picked. And three were not, but of the three that were not, the three that we picked were close runner-up. So it was very comparable, and we'll begin with the main award, the biggest award, which is the Fighter of the Year. Now, quickly, let me go over the Ring Magazine Awards. The Ring Magazine Awards are equivalent to the wrestling fans, to the Wrestling Observer Awards, where they're the highest-rated awards for the sport of boxing, just like the Wrestling Observer Awards are the highest-rated awards in pro wrestling.
Okay, so let's start from the top then.
All right, we go to the very top, the very big, the biggest award, the Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year for 2012 was the same guy that we chose as the Fighter of the Year, Juan Manuel Marquez. And he sets the record, Logan, as at the age of 39, he becomes the oldest man ever to be the Fighter of the Year.
Oh, that's amazing.
The previous record was Muhammad Ali at the age of 36.
Well, I'm surprised Hopkins never won that.
Oh, you know what? Hopkins was 36 also. So you know what? Hopkins, Muhammad Ali, and Glenn Johnson were all 36 when they won Fighter of the Year. So Marquez shatters their record by winning it at the age of 39.
Okay, so now that's like who we chose, and who was their like runner up? Was it our runner up as well?
Our runner up was Nonino Donaire. Their runner up was Nonino Donaire.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can't really argue with it. I mean, it's.
Argue with the fact that Juan Manuel Marquez was the Fighter of the Year. He knocked out a man who you had many boxing writers and so-called experts claim that he was indestructible. He wasn't indestructible because he was put to sleep by what many have called the perfect right cross.
Yeah, indeed. Where it's kind of like when Holyfield beat Mike Tyson, you know, like, it wasn't so much that Holyfield beat him, but it was that Mike Tyson wasn't as good as we thought. I mean, do you think that's the case with Pacquiao?
No. Mike Tyson was not the same fighter he was in the 1980s. In the late 1980s, Mike Tyson was a beast. But by the time he fought Evander Holyfield, even though Mike was only 31, 32 at the time, the years away from boxing in prison and not being hungry anymore affected his style. So by the time he fought Holyfield, he was primed for the upset.
Yeah.
Pacquiao fought a lot of stiffs in the last 6-7 years. He fought a lot of old men, fighters that were great at one time, like Shane Mosley, Oscar De La Hoya, who were very long in the tooth. And, you know, Pacquiao, and to an extent, most great fighters are overrated. Pacquiao was his victories were overrated because he fought a bunch of old men. Pacquiao's an all-time great, first ballot Hall of Famer, no question about it. But he was put on a pedestal. He was put on a pedestal the last few years, Logan, that was only reserved for guys like Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, etc. Manny Pacquiao has never been a fighter on that level, in my opinion. And you would have never seen any of those guys put to sleep like he was. a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, you just see what Marquez. But I mean, you have to argue that the Marquez that faced Mayweather was also a different Marquez.
It doesn't matter who Marquez is. A bad matchup. Mayweather is a bad matchup for Marquez. Marquez can never be Mayweather. Mayweather is too quick, too slick defensively. Marquez is a guy like Pacquiao is tailor made for Marquez because Pacquiao comes at you, and Marquez is the ultimate counterpuncher. One of the greatest counterpunches in the history of boxing, no doubt. But the thing is, Floyd makes you wait. Floyd comes to you, and Marquez is too slow for Floyd, as proven in the one time they fought. No matter when, no matter how many times they fight, if they fought 100 times, Marquez might win two rounds in those 100 fights.
Yeah. So where is who is the third tier down? Was it same as ours, pretty much?
Our third guy was Carl Froch. Carl Froch is not on this list, which is a huge error. And one thing, I don't know what the Ring Magazine writers and voters were smoking. They had Adrian Broner third. No way. Broner did not have – Carl Froch destroyed Lucien Boutte. Broner did not beat anybody that good. Now, let's get on to the – go ahead.
Who did Broner beat that they think made him there?
Broner beat Antonio DeMarco, who was the best lightweight in the world before Broner beat him. But
DeMarco is
not on the level of a Lucien Boutte. Lucien Boutte was undefeated, and many had thought was the only guy that could give Andre Ward a run for his money. Carl Froch easily corrected that and showed that he was a superior fighter. Of all these guys on this list, the only guy that had a bigger marquee win than Carl Froch was Juan Manuel Marquez. Now let's get to the fight of the year, which, once again, in agreement with us, our fight of the year was the Marquez-Pacquiao 4. Same thing as the Ring Magazine. Ring Magazine voted their fight of the year, Juan Manuel Marquez versus Manny Pacquiao 4.
Okay.
And this was a runaway winner. There was a lot of great fights. 2012 was a banner year for boxing. There were so many great fights because we did so many recap shows. We did more recap shows this year, Logan, than any other year before because of the great fights on Showtime and HBO on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Marquez Pacquiao won on a landslide, and deservedly so. Of the four fights, this was their best fight.
Yeah, and that's not – you don't usually get that for the fourth fight. Yeah, that was definitely a great fight to watch. As much as you want to say that Pacquiao, I think he tried in that fight. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't come to fight.
He was winning on all three scorecards. He was winning on my scorecard. He didn't walk into a right cross. He ran into that right cross. And I think a lot had to do with, they give you at the 10-second mark, with 10 seconds left in the round, they give you the 10-second warning. And a lot of times, fighters relax when they do that. And also, Marquez was hurt at the time. Pacquiao relaxed a little bit and came in face first. Got caught with a perfect right cross.
God damn it. So, okay, so what did they say about the runner-up to that?
All right. All the runner-ups were the same fights that we said were runner-ups. Once again, in agreement. Orlando Salido, Juan Manuel Lopez 2, was the runner-up. So was Brandon Rios versus Mike Alvarado, a great, great war. These fights in any other year, Logan, would have been a fight of the year. Brian Valoria versus Hernan Marquez, another fight we covered, another great war. And finally, one of the most brutal welterweight fights of all time, Robert Guerrero versus Andre Berto. A fight where both men's face looked like they were hit with baseball bats when it was over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, let's go to the next category.
The knockout of the year. Logan, what was the knockout of the year? You don't even have to venture up to the educated guess.
Here we go again.
Juan Manuel Marquez swept all the awards, man. He's phenomenal. Just had a great, great, great year. The knockout of the year, one of the greatest knockouts in the history of boxing, period. Just perfect. I mean, it was like, wow. He struck out Babe Ruth. He knocked out Manny Pacquiao with a perfect right cross. And when you look at the picture in the Ring magazine, whoever photographed this picture captured the entire right. You see Manny running into it and the right hand landing and his face contorting.
Yeah, and you see Juan Manuel Marquez coming in his pants right after he does it. It was like, I think he wanted that more than he wanted to bust a nut, dude. You know?
You know what? That night after the fight in his hotel room, he probably told his wife, look, let's just put this knockout while I fuck you.
Woo! All right, so let's go to the runner-up.
Okay, Danny Garcia's knockout of Eric Morales, a spectacular left hook. Eric Morales almost contorted through the ropes. He was out before he landed when he fell on the seat. And Carl Froch, Lucien Boutte. I mean, he just battered this dude. I mean, he battered Boutte from pillar to post. And Boutte was a huge favorite going into this fight. Carl Froch had come off the loss to Andre Ward the year before. Carl Froch, in my opinion, the second most impressive performance in 2012. The first being the one Manuel Marquez knockout of Manny Pacquiao. Now, we go on to the next award, the round of the year. The first award that was not in agreement with us, it was a great round, but it was a one-sided round. I didn't consider, to me, a round of the year, Logan, is a round where both fighters go toe-to-toe and give as good as they get. This round was a total, the guy was way ahead, and he almost got knocked out, and so there was a lot of drama involved, but I can't call this the round of the year. But the Ring Magazine round of the year goes to round 12 of the Sergio Martinez, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight.
Yes. That was quite a fight, and quite a round. You got to give it to Jr. I mean, you know,
I got to give Junior credit. He was taking us shellacking, and in the 12th round, out of desperation, he dropped Martinez, and Martinez barely held on. It would have been a crime had Martinez lost this fight, because he had won every round. He beat the shit out of Chavez Jr.
Well, that set up a rematch, right?
The rematch hasn't been signed. I don't really think Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. wants anything to do with Martinez, because he'll never get that opportunity again to knock Martinez out. They fight again, Martinez is going to knock Cesar Chavez Jr. out.
Yeah, I can see that. It'd probably be an easy fight, but they're probably. What do you think the likelihood of that fight is? I mean, given the money value, it might be there.
They should have signed it already. They haven't even signed, because Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., Sergio's willing to do the fight. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. wants to fight other people, get a couple of tune-ups. That fight's not going to happen.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go on to let's talk about some runner-ups for that.
All right. Once again, in agreement with us, one of the runner-ups was one of our runner-ups, round 5 of Pacquiao Marquez 4.
Absolutely.
All right, tremendous, tremendous round. A round 5 of Brian Vellore, Hernan Marquez, another runner-up. And a runner-up that we said was the round of the year, round 8 of Orlando Salido versus Juan Manuel Lopez. One of the greatest rounds in featherweight history. This round was better than the round that Ring Magazine awarded, the Martinez-Chavez Jr. fight. But I understand why they awarded the fight, because the guy was desperate and almost pulled a miracle out of his hat, a rabbit out of his hat.
There you go.
I could only give that award to you if he would have stopped him. The guy's fine, but I understand there was a lot of drama involved 12th and final round. We go to the next major award, on another award that's not in agreement with us. And you know what? I can't argue with this. Sonny Boy Jarro, this is now... Sonny Boy Jarro won the flyweight championship by knocking out, and you know, it's hard to say, I never could say this guy's name, but I'm going to try. Poncekleck Wanjatom.
Good job.
One of the greatest fighters ever out of the Cook Islands, he had only lost one time in the last 16 years. And he had held the flyweight title for many, many years. He was the reigning champion. And shockingly, he was defeated by Sonny Boy Jaro, another Filipino fighter. There's a lot of great Filipino fighters out there today, more than ever. And this was a huge, huge upset, and it was the Ring Magazine upset of the year. It was such a huge blow to Wajah Khan that he announced his retirement after getting stopped. He got knocked out in the sixth round.
There you go.
Now, the runner-up was our choice. Jose Tito Lopez's KO of Victor Ortiz. Not only did he stop Ortiz, he made him quit. He broke his fucking jaw.
Yeah, that was, he nailed him. I mean, and he's not really that great of a fighter, right? I mean, in your
Jose Tito Lopez is a journeyman. Like I told you before, he's like a boxing jobber. As you can see in the fight against Canelo Flores, he took a beating.
Yep. I wonder what's next for him, given this win. I mean, he probably, I guess, you think he's going to fight Canelo again?
You know what? Both of these guys are not that good. Ortiz has never been that good. He's got a great punch, but he's got no defense. They'll probably have to rematch sometime this year so Ortiz can get his win back.
Okay. So you think he will?
Lopez is not that good. He was losing on the scorecards when he broke Ortiz's jaw.
Yeah. Good point.
Now, the next major award is another award that we were in a total agreement with. Ring Magazine's Comeback Fighter of the Year is the same as our Comeback Fighter of the Year, Danny Jacobs. Danny Jacobs was... 2 years ago, Logan, Jacobs was diagnosed with cancer in March of 2011, and he was paralyzed for a short time. He came back to have two fights last year, both where I was in attendance at, in Brooklyn's Barclays Center and in Madison Square Garden. He fought two stiffs, but the fact that this man could come back all the way back and actually climb back in the ring and look as great as ever... Runaway winner, comeback fighter of the year.
Yep. I mean, you can't exceed that. But go ahead. Go to the next one, the next cat. I mean, the runners-up to those.
All right, the same runner-up that we had, Alfredo Angulo, who had got knocked out a year ago to James Kirkland, got knocked out by James Kirkland, then was put in a detention camp for 7 months. For what they deemed illegal immigration. Finally was released and had two wins at the end of last year. And then the second runner-up, Carl Froch, who after losing to Andre Ward convincingly, came back and knocked out what many consider the only guy that had a chance against Andre Ward, Lucien Boutte, and he gave Boutte a beating.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty much an agreement, more or less, with what we got.
Yeah, we did same, you know, so that, and then the final category, the event of the year. Our event of the year was the Pacquiao Marquez 4 fight. That Ring Magazine, shockingly, and I don't understand why, but you know what? It's their awards. Their event of the year was September 15th in Las Vegas, and I understand why they did that. That was the night, Logan, where Showtime had a free card and HBO Pay-Per-View had a pay-per-view. The pay-per-view was the Sergio Martinez, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight, and the Showtime card featured Canelo Alvarez beating the shit out of Jose Tito Lopez.
And which one did they choose?
Say it again?
Which one was their choice?
That night, because both fight cards were held in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know, but which one was the one that was chosen?
The entire night, September 15th in Las Vegas. So they they chose both cards in the city of Las Vegas. Because there
before,
like, two big events, two boxing events have been held in two different arenas in the same city. And you know what? The total attendance for those two cards combined, 33,000.
Mm. Wow.
Both arenas were packed, were sold out.
Yeah, I mean, you got to say, man, boxing, it really got hot this year, this past year, you know?
Hey, it came back, it returned to network television. You had many great fights. Yes, it's back. It's back and it's big again, and it's only going to get bigger. You know, Dave Meltzer in The Observer back in October did a Google survey, and in the survey, it showed how more people were interested in boxing than UFC and wrestling combined. And this was back in October before the boom actually happened. Boxing is back, is having a boom period now. Sort of like wrestling did during the Monday Night Wars, and sort of like UFC did after the Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell match. No, Tito Ortiz, Ken Shamrock match.
And, who do you attribute that to the most? I mean, or is it just boxing in general, I guess? Because, I mean, there's so many people. Like, it's not
also,
really...
Logan, that night, not only the 33,000 people combined attend those two cards, but the total gate for both fights put together, a little bit less than $5 million.
Wow. So, I mean, but when you look at some of the fighters that made it, you know, what it is, it's not, you would think that it would be like Pacquiao and Mayweather, but they weren't really the reason.
Pacquiao lost both of his fights, even though one was controversial. Mayweather only fought one time, and he showed slippage in that fight, getting hurt and hit several times by Miguel Cotto, and it had a bloody lip. So, no, it's not those two guys. It was Juan Manuel Marquez's great journey. It was the emergence of Adrian Broner. It was Canelo Alvarez becoming the most popular Latin fighter since Oscar De La Hoya. Those were the contributing factors to boxing's reemergence.
But where do you think Alvarez is in relation to the all-time greats, though?
He's not. He's nowhere near there yet. He has yet to be tested.
Right. So, I mean, is he going to fight Mayweather? I mean, who's he going to fight?
It looks like they both are going to fight on the same card in May, and then in September they will fight each other. That's the plan right now. In May, Canelo Alvarez is either Canelo's going to fight Miguel Cotto or Austin Trout. It looks like it's going to be Miguel Cotto. So once again, he will not be tested because he's going to beat the shit out of a washed up Cotto. Mayweather's going to fight Robert Guerrero. That's
if
going to
he
be
fought
a
Trout, goal. He might lose to Trout.
I don't think he's fighting Trout. I think he's fighting Cotto.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, if he were to have...
I think Trout is too dangerous of a fight for him at this point in time if he wants that Mayweather fight. Because if he loses to Trout, he's not getting that Mayweather fight.
Absolutely not, yeah.
So I'm thinking he fights Miguel Cotto. Golden Boy goes the fake route. And then in September... that finally the fight will happen between Canelo Alvarez and Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Now, was there any, worst of the year type shit going on with...
You know what? Let me keep going. They have, like, miscellaneous awards. They got a page full of those. So let me run down some of these real quick. All right? Let's see. Bop. No. The Bobby Chan's Disappearing Announcer Award. Antonio Tarver.
What happened there?
Antonio Tarver had been a huge critic of athletes using steroids. In a fight last spring against Latif Coyote, he tested positive for steroids. Immediately after, Showtime suspended him, and he has not been seen since.
Because he's a hypocrite.
Yes. Okay, the Archie Moore Old Man River rocking chair, Bernard Hopkins.
Oh, the guy. You know, it's too bad after he did, you know, whatever happened to Pascal? I mean, where's Pascal?
Oh, Pascal is going to fight Chad Dawson this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you think's going to happen there?
I think Dawson beats Pascal this time.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Because I just remember Hopkins, like, a year before, I mean, looking pretty good. And now he's got
And Bernard Hopkins, I will be going to this fight, Logan, in April in Brooklyn, fights Tavares Cloud, the IBF light heavyweight champion.
Oh, okay. You think he'll win?
I don't think Hopkins is winning that fight. Cloud is too young and too strong. Bernard's not at the level anymore. He could take a severe beating if he's not careful.
Indeed, he could. He's not taking the advice that a lot of people are giving him to retire, and
he's got. And you know what? Bernard's is one of the most frugal fighters in the history of boxing. He still has the first dollar he made in the ring. Motherfucker is rich beyond anybody's means. I mean, he's a vice president with the Boy Promotions. He's been married to the same woman since he came out of prison. They've never caught him doing anything illegal. I mean, he did go to jail 7.5 years for armed robbery, but since coming out of prison, he's been a model citizen. He's never been caught cheating on his wife. He's never had any children out of wedlock. All his children are by his wife. All his money is tied up with him, and yet he still fights.
Yep, there you go.
He's going to be 48 years old. Come on. I mean, he just turned 48. Come on, Bernard.
Is Pacquiao going to retire?
No, Pacquiao's looking to fight his old country, a tune-up fight, before fighting Marquez, a possible fifth time in November.
Jesus. Well, how many fights is the most that two people have ever fought? Is it five? I mean, that must be one of the high numbers.
Sugar Ray Robinson and Jake LaMotta, I believe, fought six times. The sixth fight was the one we talked about on the Greatest
right.
Fight series.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe they'll do that.
All right, quickly, let me go through another couple of these funny awards. The Joe Louis I Don't Know When to Quit Award, Eric Morales.
Yes,
The Ring magazine can't buy a win. Lucky horseshoe, Freddie Roach, who's on a losing streak with all his fighters. Roberto Duran was once put to sleep by a phenomenal Tommy Hearns right cross. So because of that, they go to Roberto Duran out on my face. Jason Kavis Lobster Bib Award goes to Manny Pacquiao.
Wow. I can see that. I mean, who got it last year? It must have been year?
They change up these awards. They change up these awards. Let me see. The Evander Holyfield Never an Adult Fight Award. This isn't a funny award, but it's a true Miguel Cotto. He's never in a bad fight.
That's true. I mean, you got to give it to him.
Okay, and the final one, the Bronze Jackass for Poor Sportsmanship. Pacquiao's advisor, Michael Contz, and Pacquiao's friend, Pooh Boy Fernandez, the fat guy that always does, he's like Pacquiao's runner. He does everything for Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did they do? They attacked the photographer who was taking the Pacquiao sleeping on the canvas after he got knocked out.
Ha, 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 ha. I mean, they physically?
Yes, they physically try to take his camera away.
Wow. Man, that's ridiculous.
Well, anyway.
That's right up there with a Riddick Bowe security guard hitting Andrew Gallardo over the head with a fucking walkie-talkie.
Oh, that was great, yeah. He deserved it too, man.
But that he deserved. But let's talk about now, because we're going to come back on Sunday and talk to three more classic fights. So why don't you just run down what those are?
Oh, man, these are three phenomenal fights. From 1959 or 58, I forgot, the very first Gene Fulmer, Carmen Basilio fight. Gene Fulmer just showed his greatness in that fight, and that was the fight of the year for that year. Then we'll be talking about the very first Manny Pacquiao Juan Manuel Marquez fight. And I'm trying to remember what the third fight was. The second Mickey Ward Arturo Gatti fight from 2002. Those will be the three fights we discuss Sunday night on the program.
Okay, man. Thanks again for coming on, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Hey, and I'm looking forward to you guys doing that Blues Brothers show. I hope you guys get it off the ground, man. I was looking forward to hearing it, but I guess Block Talk fucked you.
Yeah, I mean, there's some problem with Skype and Block Talk. I'm going to sort it out this weekend and see what's going on. But we'll definitely get that show up sooner rather than later. And, and Sunday night, Sunday evening, we'll be talking some more boxing. So looking forward to it, man. See you soon. Talk to you
all
soon.
Right, see you Sunday night, man, Logan.
Peace.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.